This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 31 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your proofreader of the weird. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. So let's see now if we can find any mistyped sentences and mistakes in this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real bizarro news.
Firefighters in Essex came to the rescue of a young boy who had a toilet seat stuck on his head. The boy, aged 2.5 years old, and his worried mother went to Braintree Fire Station after she was unable to get the small trainer seat off his head, reports the BBC. Firefighter Chris Cox said, "We put some dishwashing liquid on his head and ears, and it slid off nice as pie." The boy was very brave and didn't make a fuss, and once we had gotten the seat off, he toddled away as happy as can be. Mr. Cox added the boy had put his head through it and couldn't get it out again. He came in here wearing it just like a collar. His mother had tried to get it over his head but couldn't budge it, so she walked him down here and asked us to have a look at it. And we went to work right away, and we finally managed to get it off in no time at all. A German man has admitted living in the woods near Berlin for over 28 years after his girlfriend threw him out of their flat. Conrad Schmidt, now age 60, said, "My fiancé threw me out and so I came here, and I've been here ever since. I really don't want any contact with people. I get a bit of money collecting bottles people have left here in the woods, and that's all I really need." A man cut off his penis with a knife in a packed restaurant in central London. Police had to use gas to restrain the man in the ZZ Pizza restaurant in the Strand, reports the BBC. He was taken to the hospital in South London, where surgeons were reportedly unable to reattach his penis. A Metropolitan Police spokeswoman said he was aged between 30 and 40 years old and confirmed his injuries were self-inflicted. A spokesman for the ZZ restaurant said the man was not thought to have any connection with the restaurant. She also said at around 9 p.m. on Sunday, a man walked into the ZZ restaurant on the Strand, went down the stairs to the basement restaurant, and tried to enter a kitchen. Members of the restaurant staff stopped him, at which he ran into a second kitchen area. The man then picked up a kitchen knife and slashed himself across the wrist, the groin area, and then started running back into the restaurant where he continued to stab himself repeatedly. This happened in a matter of seconds and was obviously extremely frightening and distressing for many customers and staff in the restaurant at that time. She added, "Apart from the man, we understand that no one else suffered any physical injuries in the restaurant." A German man tried to sleep off his hangover in a bank, accompanied by his horse. Wolfgang Heinrich, age 40, from Weissenberg, had been riding with his Hofflinger horse, Sammy, when he stopped to have a drink with his friends. But when he left the pub, he realized he was too drunk to ride all the way home and decided to use his bank card to open up his bank and take himself and Sammy inside to it to sleep it off. Heinrich and his horse were found in the early hours of the morning by a fellow customer. Stephen Honnold, age 36, said it was a bit of a shock to find a man and a horse asleep in the bank. "I rang the police straight away. Heinrich was let off with a warning and he later rode home, but bank staff were less than impressed when they arrived and had to clean up after the horse." Plans for parents to be notified by text messages when children play truant had to be scrapped after learning that teachers admitted they didn't know how to send them. Local education authorities in Cologne, Germany, dropped the plans after it was found teachers would have to go back to school to learn how to send text messages. The head of the local Liberal Party, FDP, Uli Barak, who wanted the message system introduced, said, "We wanted a simple way for teachers to inform parents if their child was absent. When I heard that we would need to arrange user instructions, I just couldn't believe it. I was told that many teachers wouldn't know how to send these text messages."
Bizarro holidays.
Your monthly observances end with Stress Awareness Month, Southern Bells Month, Women's Eye Health and Safety Month, Workplace Conflict Awareness Month, and International School Spirit Season. Your weekly observances conclude with, through the 27th, it's National Playground Safety Week, Electronics Communications Week. Through the 28th, it's National Spoken Word Week, Administrative Professionals Week, National Karaoke Week, Jewish Heritage Week, Innovation Week, National Window Safety Week, Sky Awareness Week, and Week of the Young Child. Through the 29th, it's National Dance Week, National Wildlife Week, National TV Turnoff Week, and National Crime Victims' Rights Week. Through the 30th, it's National Scoop the Poop Week. Your daily calendar of events are, on the 26th, it's Hug an Australian Day, Richter Scale Day, and Take Our Daughters and Sons to Work Day. On the 27th, it's Arbor Day, Mantanza's Mule Day, and National Hairball Awareness Day. On the 28th, it's Rebuilding Day, Sense of Smell Day, Workers' Memorial Day, and World Tai Chi Day. On the 29th, it's Mother, Father, Death Day, and National Dance Day. On the 30th, it's National Honesty Day, Hairstylist Appreciation Day, International Walk Day, Spank Out Day, and Walpurgis Night Day.
Bizarro Facts!
Ancient Egyptians shaved off their eyebrows to mourn the deaths of their cats. Buckingham Palace has 602 rooms. Odontophobia is the fear of teeth. Sailfish can leap out of the water and into the air at speeds of 50 miles per hour or 81 kilometers per hour. A Czech man named as Jan Hansa Zampa holds the record for drinking 1 liter of beer in 4.11 seconds. The word lethologica describes the state of not being able to remember the word you want. The average cough comes out of your mouth at 60 miles or 96.5 kilometers per hour. A skunk smell can be detected by a human over a mile away. In ancient Scotland, every leap year, maidens were allowed to ask a man to be their husband. Refusal to do so would cost him a pound. Babies are born without kneecaps. They don't appear until the child reaches 2 to 6 years of age. The word checkmate in chess comes from the Persian phrase shabat, which means the king is dead. A lion in the wild usually makes no more than just 20 kills a year. The ATM, or the automated teller machine, was first introduced in England in the year 1965. The length of the finger dictates how fast the fingernail will grow. Therefore, the nail on your middle finger grows the fastest, and on average, your toenails grow twice as slow as your fingernails. Icelanders consume more Coca-Cola per capita than any other nation. And speaking of Icelanders, Icelandic phone books sometimes contain people's occupations as well as their name. This is because so many people have the very same name. The only 15-letter word that can be spelled without repeating a letter is uncopyrightable. Did you know honeybees have hair on their eyes? The average human blinks their eyes 6,205,000 times every year. In ancient Greece, idiot means a private citizen or layman. A healthy adult can draw in about 200 to 300 cubic inches, which is around 3.3 to 4.9 liters of air in a very single breath. But at best, you only use about 5% of this volume that you've inhaled. To reach rivers and lakes where they spend most of their lives, many newborn eels swim for up to 3,000 miles nonstop.
Well, friends, that's going to wrap up episode 31 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed it and we'll come back next week. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.